What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
So it's time to find out what to watch from our good friend Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show on KSL News Radio.
It's a mixed bag of movies this week, and the film with the biggest name is a horror movie called The First Omen. It's a prequel to the classic horror movie, The Omen. In it, a soon-to-be nun named Margaret moves to Rome from America in the early 1970s, and she starts working at a convent that cares for orphaned girls. But she soon encounters a darkness that makes her question reality and discovers a conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of evil incarnate. If you haven't seen any of the past movies in the Omen series, you'll still be able to watch this one without feeling lost because it's a prequel. And even though it sets up all the narratives that the Omen movies follow, this movie still managed to have its own story. Be warned, though, plenty of darkness, evil, and bloody grossness. I give The First Omen a C-plus grade. It's rated R and only in theaters. Also in theaters is a new revenge action thriller from Oscar winner Dev Patel. He co-wrote, directs, and stars in Monkey Man. Patel plays a man in India who works menial labor jobs by day and gets beat up for money in underground fights at night. But he's just been waiting for the opportunity to take vengeance on the rich people who attacked his village and killed his mother when he was a kid. This was a brutally violent action movie, and you'll have to have a high tolerance level for that to make it through the film. Dev Patel, the director, puts Dev Patel, the actor, through the ringer. I like the effort to feel authentic to India and to shine a light on those who are often overlooked. I give Monkey Man a C-plus grade, slightly better than average movie. It's rated R and is only in theaters. Now, switching tracks to a much lighter and more family-friendly tone, we've got a movie called Someone Like You that's based on a New York Times best-selling book. In it, a man is grieving the car crash death of his lifelong love when he finds out she was an in vitro baby and has a biological sister out there somewhere. He tracks that sister down, and she comes to meet the family she never knew she had. This movie had some surprisingly emotional moments that I connected to. I found several of the choices by the main character, though, to be puzzling and abrupt, but I really liked how the movie makes you consider what makes someone your child and the message that the more people that genuinely love you, the better. I give Someone Like You a B-. It's rated PG-13 and is playing in theaters. Finally, on streaming, we have a movie from the former Vine and Instagram star Rudy Mancuso called Musica. Mancuso plays a young Brazilian man living in New Jersey who's plagued by the musical rhythms he's constantly hearing in his head. He's also trying to balance the women in his life, including his mother, his rich white college girlfriend, and an enchanting Brazilian girl played by Camila Mendes that he meets at the local market. Admittedly, I'm a sucker for Brazilian culture. I love the mixture of Portuguese and English in the movie. It's funny, it's heartfelt, though I must admit Rudy also makes a lot of dumb decisions. But I liked Musica, and I give it a B grade. It's rated PG-13 and is streaming on Amazon's Prime Video platform. What to watch? I'm the Movie Show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL5.
Tell me what it is. Thanks, Andy. As always, believe it or not, there is even more that Andy had time to mention. So if you're interested in hearing about what to watch, go to the KSL Movie Show podcast, the KSL Plus app. You can track it down there, KSL News Radio app, or anywhere you get your podcasts as well. Andy never has enough time, Matt, but I always remind him, hey, your job is to watch stuff, Andy. He loves it. He loves it.
Come on.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.